something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Man podcast, number 26.
Damn.
You were so immature there, but let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck you, it's early.
I'm just glad that we don't have one that's like a mouth sound. Like, it's not like us going...
What?
Like, or having like, to make...
Well, we have...
Whoa. Because nobody else got to experience that. Brian made eye contact with me.
Just the right amount of eye.
Just the right amount where it got weird.
It got weird.
Weird and intense.
Not even 10 seconds.
No, I was like... Too much.
Too much. That was good.
Good times, guys.
But yeah, podcast number 26. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yes, sir.
Gadi Elkan.
Howdy.
And Gwen Reyes.
Hi, hi.
Unfortunately, Adam's other half, Andrew Conway, is not here today. We miss you.
He's shooting in real world.
Oh, is he shooting in real world?
Explosion. They're getting, where are they now? Type thing.
Oh, there's somebody from Dallas here?
Yeah, like the guy who was dating the tattooed girl on the show, and then also his girlfriend as well. So,
okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Interesting. So, 26 weeks in, we're all still together. Lots of fights.
Amazingly.
Lots of love.
Lots of fights.
Lots of nudity. So.
I know.
What are we being back?
Brian just really likes to show his taint to us all the time.
Dog ducking is the new
the best thing. Right?
Colorful taints.
Colorful.
That's
colorful
always
taints. It sounds like an indie film band.
Colorful taints.
Or indie, not film band.
It's tatted in ICP
film band.
Film band.
Yep. It's only in Pantone.
Yeah. Colorful taints. Not colored taints.
We did see a Juggalo last night, so...
There was a Juggalo there!
Juggalos, yeah.
Nice!
Not many, just like two.
There's Juggalos in Love and Air Sex.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Sweet.
So you missed out.
All up in Austin.
I missed out. All
right, Brian, well, what are we doing?
We're doing the top three songs.
Where are we?
Are you ready to go? What do you have to do today?
Nothing.
Are you
actually, I have events in the evening, but actually I have three.
I have things to do.
This podcast is
kind of a big deal.
Sixth hour of this podcast, we'll let you go.
These are our covers that are very
original. Adam, I'm kind of a big deal Conway over here.
Yeah.
Cover songs that are
calm down.
Or best cover songs.
Yeah, we're doing the best cover songs. Like the top three songs that were covered by different artists, you know, that you've heard. Like something that was done originally that a band...
No, I only want to do Whitney Houston covering Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
So great.
It's good. I'm sure it's going to be on one of our lists. But I'll start with the man with the haircut who looks amazing today. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Gadi Elkan.
He's quite short, yeah. So I totally enjoyed this topic. I love this. Honorable mention, I went a little crazy because I think this artist's covering of this song is so... You wouldn't think of it, but it's probably the most famous thing this person's ever done. Marilyn Manson doing Sweet Dreams by Annie Lennox is classic.
Yes.
It is pretty amazing. It's a great version.
Also sticks up. Stays really
Both cool. songs kind of stay up Manson, and are strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Annie's version, but Marilyn just made that.
I heard the song on the radio the other day, and I was like jamming out. And
it's haunting.
Well, I like it because that doom, doom, doom.
Yeah.
It just comes in. I love it.
So that's my honorable mention.
I've seen him do that live. It's really good.
That's badass.
It's really good.
I would go straight to hell if I ever went to a Marilyn. I don't even believe in hell, and I would go straight to hell.
You wouldn't, because, he did burn a Bible, but then confetti and streamers shot out from everywhere.
It was a happy burn.
It was happy burning.
It's kind of like when the Nazis burned. Books, you know,
his fans are scarier than he is.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, they'll just suck you up.
And he was so great on Wonder Years. Just kidding. So my number three, just because I think this is a stripped down version of all the, I think there's been 400, 500 versions of the song, but John Lennon doing Stand By Me by Benny King is easily one of the most, just, it's his voice. And there's nothing to it. It's just haunting because it's so just beautifully done. And it seems like it's nostalgic, whereas Benny King's is much more... I mean, there's the biblical reference, but there's more love to it, where this is just John just singing beautifully.
It is pretty good. Have you seen the music video for Stand By Me for Stand By Me with...
It's kind of creepy.
River Phoenix and, and they try to dance. And it's kind of awkward.
It's very awkward.
Will Wheaton. Yeah. Ugh. It was pretty good.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. Number two.
We're super loopy today.
Aren't we always?
What are we talking about? The drugs are starting to take effect.
Hopefully. So number two, this was probably the first song I ever heard that I was like, holy shit, like this changed my world. And I was, I don't know, I think it was like 8 or 9 when I heard this song. Jimi Hendrix covering All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan is flawless.
Most people would think that Hendrix did that song.
Oh, yeah. It's not one of Dylan's top tens. I mean, it's a great, beautiful song, but when you think Dylan, you think so many other songs.
Yeah.
And yeah, everyone thinks everyone,
of Hendrix Dylan's took it as his own, and it's...
I mean, his opening guitar riff is, it's one of the sickest ever done.
It's pretty good.
So that's my number two. Number one, just because I think of, like, 90s on covers, this is by far the greatest done. And that's a big statement, because I think this sticks through. Johnny Cash doing Trent Reznor's Hurt.
Yeah.
That was one of those too. Yeah. And so
it's
good.
It's amazing how...
Also, I think better than the original.
Oh, well, I like Trent's, but Trent's is so angry. It's not a pain piece. It's a, I'm angry at you fucking people. And then Cash is obviously reflecting on his life and the mistakes he's made. And it's so much more painful.
And he slows it down and gets rid of all those, you know, weird guitars.
Well, the band's in, I mean, Nine Inch Nails goes kind of weird on her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the back band is pretty wild. But that's, I think, one of the greatest covers where the cover, like you said, the cover song is 10 times better in the original.
And then in the video, and we've talked about the video before, and he's like pouring out and it's shaking, and you're just like, oh, my heart.
And that was only a few years before he did die.
Well, it was, she died like almost like right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could tell that was a song that he got to do that he realized, this is my career. Like this.
Painful song. Yeah, that's what Cash does. It.
Those are good. That's a good. Those are good. It's going to be hard to top.
Yeah,
Gwen. Gwen, what are yours?
Mine are all Disney movies. Disney movie songs resung by Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato.
I show you the world.
It's all Kidz Bop's albums.
Those are the best albums.
They are really good.
Are they?
So mine are kind of, I mean, they're not, I don't think they're like iconic or anything, but they're songs that to me changed how I vision or how I heard the song that was the original.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one for me is this Kate Bush cover that Placebo did. Called Running Up the Hills.
Ooh, yeah.
Which
is Placebo.
It's a beautiful... I know. No one hears about Placebo.
Oh, that's mean, y'all.
But it's one of those... It's always played on, like, CW shows to, like, really hit home the angst.
One Tree Hill, all the time.
All the time. It was in the first episode of Vampire Diaries. But I think it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And it's really great because the Kate Bush's version holds up by itself. And Placebo's isn't much different. It's just a little bit darker in tone just because of the lead singer's voice. And then another one that I absolutely love, an iconic song, New Slang by The Shins. There was a bluegrass version done by Iron Horse.
Awesome.
And they did a whole like indie rock bluegrass album. And this version is just like... so cool because it's all banjo.
Where have the Shins gone? Because they were kick ass.
They only had like that one album.
Lead singer singing with
they did
for Broken Bells.
Yeah, I think they only had like one or two albums
this year.
And they just have that new song out, the Holding.
Yeah,
Holding the Line.
Anyway, so they're doing the side
Shins
project.
Are quality.
The Shins are quality, but this one by Iron Horse is just it's one that it's still on my iPod and I listen to continually, and it's a great writing song and stuff. But I think the most iconic cover. Is Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
From
the Bodyguard soundtrack. Well, which happened Dolly also... from Dolly Parton. Yeah. Sorry. I was like... It was also the first CD I ever bought was the Bodyguard soundtrack. So I didn't know for a very long time that it was a Dolly Parton song. And then it's sad because even though, you know, Whitney died and her estate was almost completely depleted because she didn't write any of her own songs. And so this, you know, catapulted again. And Dolly Parton gets to ride the money wave.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Whitney's version is so amazing.
It is so amazing.
Her voice is...
Yeah.
Dolly's doesn't live up to Whitney.
No.
Not at all.
I love Dolly, but it's not the same
level. It's just such a simple, beautiful song. And it holds up. Another one
It definitely holds up. I like
those are mine. They're
great ones.
Different.
Should I go to you or should I go to myself?
So whatever you want
to
do.
Party hard.
I have a good list. I can go through some honorable mentions real fast and do my tops.
Go for it.
I don't believe it.
Let's see. Well, he already said Johnny Cash is hurt. Nielsen did a song Without You, which is a good song, cover song that is kind of obscure, but yes.
That was in the soundtrack.
I can't live if living is without you.
Soundtrack was from Rules of Attraction.
Yeah.
Rules of Attraction, that was a sad scene.
That's an underrated movie.
Yeah, it is.
That's an underrated singing performance by Adam Conway.
It always is.
Yes.
Kids of Talent.
Then also, Iron and Wine's version of Such Great Heights, which is a good cover of the original by Postal Service.
Also on the Garden State soundtrack.
It is, yes.
Possibly one of the greatest soundtracks ever done.
I would go.
It's up there.
I would venture.
Come on.
I'd venture to say yes.
I do too.
Closely followed by D2.
Yeah, very, very closely.
Right on its
end. And there's an artist, she did like almost a whole covers album, but I just wanted to mention her, Birdie. Her versus Skinny Love is so good. But
I was
going to
mention, but I figured you'd cover
her. She did a cover of Animal by Mike Snow that's also really beautiful.
She's just great.
I've fallen in love with her since you've introduced
Poor
me.
Poor thing. She doesn't.
And then I guess getting into my top three, I love Glenn Hansard's version of Britney Spears' Every Time. It is such a good version. I know you probably haven't heard it, but he makes it much more haunting.
I can't believe you didn't pick the Selena Gomez version.
I did not. I'm sorry. But definitely go seek that out. It is kind of hard to find. You can probably much find it only on YouTube. But yeah. And then number two is Gary Jules, Mad World.
Oh, so sad.
Well, isn't that...
No, he did not do the original.
Yeah, I know. It's Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
Right? But...
What do you
I'm so glad you picked that one because I could not remember the singer of that.
Tears
for Fears.
Yeah. And I...
What did you ask?
So that's a cover.
I guess it is a cover.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be a cover?
I guess it is a cover. I could have sworn that Gary Jules was part of Tears for Fears and they just made his own song.
No, it is not.
Oh, but the lead singer of Men at Work. He had his whole cover album of his own songs.
Of his own songs, yeah.
Okay.
I can't get to sleep.
Sweet.
Basically, that was the whole first season.
And then number one on my list is a song that was written by Leonard Cohen, but done well by Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, Leonard is quality too.
It is.
I feel like all versions of that song are great.
I like Leonard Cohen's version because I like his... The deeper voice. And they featured it in Watchmen, even though it was like the worst scene of the movie. But
sad.
It's just a great song by Leonard Cohen.
If y'all haven't known that dude's a master of the game.
He makes me sad too.
He's a pimp.
I love
of course
him.
He does. He's haunting. Him and fucking Tom Waits should do an album together and just cry everyone to death.
Oh. I'm crying just
waltzing Matilda.
God, are you tearing up right now?
Waltzing
Matilda.
Effing Tom Waits.
I love Tom Waits.
But yeah, so that was my number one. But it was kind of tied with Hurt, but yeah.
Those are really too powerful because Buckley died not too long after that.
Didn't he drown?
Yeah. He was, wasn't he?
Like he OD'd or something?
He was high and he got like mesmerized by the water.
Wasn't that Whitney Houston died also?
Hallelujah.
Drowned in the bathtub.
She just took a nap.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
She took a nap in the bathtub.
That's different than what Buckley was out in the wilderness being a man.
Well, so that's my list. all sad songs for the most part.
Shit, yeah.
I love it. Thanks for making all the sad songs. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
So I have some.
Yeah, let's see.
ICP.
ICP.
Oh my God, can ICP do a whole covers album? I would buy that.
It'd be awesome.
In a heartbeat.
So I have two runners up. My first runner up is a Talking Heads song called Take Me to the River, which was originally done by Al Green.
Song. Yeah.
That is a great song, and Talking Heads really own that.
Most people probably think it's theirs.
Yeah, most people think it's theirs. It's Al Green's.
Which is crazy because Al's the Reverend, man.
My second one is an American song by Lenny Kravitz called American Woman, originally done by the Guess Who. Kravitz really, and Heather Graham in that video was awesome. But Lenny Kravitz really was like, because the Guess Who's version is really good, but man, Kravitz just was like, rocked it
his
out.
Sounds
his guitar,
so different, which is what's cool. A lot of the times with covers, you get something that sounds similar.
Yeah.
or doesn't even exist with the whole feel of
it. Yeah. All right, so my number three.
I really
hope you just kind of died.
Well, because he was looking at me like, shut the fuck up, boy.
Shut.
He was making eye contact. And I got
so much in the
well, like you said that it sounds different. Like it's still the same, I guess, chords and stuff. But he really like upped it. I think mm-hmm. like amped it up. That's
he did.
What I
made
think.
It big.
Well, didn't he speed up the tempo though?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And it, like the Guess Who's is American Woman. It's kind of like easy listening almost.
Yeah, there's much more sexuality.
Yes.
Version.
Yeah, there is.
He made it sound a lot sexier.
Like, a lot of
damn you, Lenny. But yeah, it's all about ass.
So my number three, you might not know this, but
what?
Soft Cell, Tainted Love, originally done by Gloria Jones, did Tainted Love, which was Marilyn Manson redid Tainted Love
that's
too. Great.
That's also a good
but record. Soft Cell is really good. Most people think just Soft Cell came up with Tainted Love.
They did.
I think everyone.
No, it's Gloria
better.
Jones.
What?
Sometimes I feel
no,
like
not into
got
it.
To.
I'm only here for.
So Brian, you can't sing. I'm sorry.
Shh, shit. So my number two is the Fugees, "Killing Me Softly," originally done by Roberta Flack.
Super good.
That
weird ass video.
Lauryn Hill, so good in that.
And she just went batshit crazy after.
What was the Praz? Was that the big tall? No, the taller guy. There were the two. There was Wyclef and then the other guy, Praz.
I think that's
Praz.
Praz, right?
Something like that.
His verse? Fucking awesome.
One like time, time.
Greatness.
two time.
Love that guy.
It is really good
song.
And then
song. She went to jail.
Yeah.
Like 5 years later.
Like, yeah.
She lived off
and
that
now she's
later.
Crazy. And
she has got a lot of kids. She's got like 8 kids now.
So before I get to my number one, I just want to say, like, my favorite cover one besides this one is Joe Cocker's "With a Little Help from My Friends,"
which was in the text.
Really
yeah, which was in the text. It's kind of that was the example.
So we all thought you were going to be putting it on your list.
No, I did not. But like, it's such
so
an amazing
none of us
song.
Picked up.
It's so good. But
what?
Do you don't like me singing? Would you like him singing?
Yeah,
I like that one.
It was ironic, all of them.
It was. Michael Jackson did "Come Together" by the Beatles.
There you go.
And his version is amazing. If you've never listened to it, it was featured on Moonwalker, the movie, and it's on the history.
Was album. That when he was bragging about having the rights to the Beatles?
I don't think so. That's the only one he's done is that cover. But it's really
dead
good.
Now, so he can't do anymore.
That's true. But then there's other
just
ones.
Just imagine how many more songs
like,
he had in his vault.
I'm surprised nobody mentioned Red Hot Chili Peppers doing "Higher Ground" from Stevie Wonder.
Because the original's better.
Huh?
I thought of putting James better. Taylor's "You Got a Friend" on my list. Or
I'd rather pick the
Bruce Springsteen's "Because the Night."
The Love Roller Coaster.
Oh, they love it. From Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The night belongs to
but let us know what your favorite cover songs are. Let us know if we missed any. Let us know if we missed the ball, which I don't think we did.
I think we covered all
I think
the
we covered some really good ones.
A few if we didn't.
But find us on Facebook, Multimedia
we'll
Man.
We'll post some of them on our Facebook.
Yes,
as
we
well.
Will. With the videos.
Yes.
And you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, the radio show.
Props cool. to Stitcher.
Props to Stitcher.